First half was magnificent, absolutely excellent. Should have been 3 or 4 up at half time. I thought we pressed the ball, I thought our shape, the way we contained them, the way we dealt with Andy Cook, the turnover possession, how we used the ball so well, got in good areas, created chance after chance, and ultimately should have been well clear at half time. Game should have been dead and buried. What we knew was Bradford would react at half time. The team that's trying to get promoted always are going to respond. And put you under a little bit of pressure. I felt we brought a little bit on under ourselves. I thought we could have stood up a little bit stronger mentally than we did, and that's certainly an area that's got to improve for next season. But then when we went behind, we had the desire and the drive to get back in it. And even then, before we scored, Nico could have had a hat-trick. 20-yarder, but then 2 chances I think we should score with, and he'll be disappointed he hasn't scored. So yeah, on balance of play and chances created, yeah, we deserved at least a point, if not more. Even at 1-1, I put an extra centre forward on the pitch because we've earned the right to you know, be in that position to, you know, roll the dice a little bit. You know, too many times we've had to sit back and soak up pressure late in games. It's the 4th time we've conceded in the last 8 minutes of games recently. And then when I talk about mentality, that's what's got to change. Today, I look at myself a little bit because I put the extra body on the pitch. But when you do that, put an extra player on the pitch, then you've got to make sure you take care of the ball when you've got it. And we didn't do that before conceding. After that, we was excellent again. So delighted for Ollie. Obviously, he only came out of the team against Stockport because he was ill. And hasn't forced his way back in yet, but that's how to respond, and that's when you want impact subs and your game changers. Then Ollie Hawkins has, you know, stepped up really well.
So your overriding emotion would be what?
Delighted for a point. Learned a lot about my players today. I've learned what a good team we can be. I thought first and foremost, I thought it was 2 excellent teams, 2 really good sides with real quality that could have scored more goals, and that's not because defensively either team was really poor, it was just real good quality on the pitch. So no, look, I'm pleased with a point. I'm pleased with the fans of having gone home empty handed, because it's a long way to come for me. Looking forward to next season, you know, I've got to make sure the mentality is slightly better.